Alright, let's build a proper jungle voltage edit from scratch in Ableton Live 12. In this lesson, we're making a bass wobble that starts clean, stays tight in mono, and then gets pushed into that gritty old school jungle and DNB edge. The goal is not just to make something dirty. We want something that moves with the break, breathes in the drop, and leaves room for the kick, snare, and atmosphere to do their job. This kind of bass sits right in that atmospheres and bass texture zone. It's the glue between the breakbeat energy and the sub pressure. In jungle, that matters a lot. You want character, but you also want discipline. If the bass is too wild, the drums lose their impact. If it's too clean, the drop loses attitude. So we're aiming for that sweet spot where the bass feels alive, but still locked. Let's start by setting up the project at around 170 BPM. That gives us the right energy for jungle and old school DNB. Put your drums on one group, your bass on another track, and your atmospheres on a separate track. That way, you're always hearing the bass in context, which is exactly how you want to design it. Drop in a simple reference loop. Use a chopped amen style break, a root note or sub pulse on the downbeat, and maybe a light pad, vinyl texture, or some ambient noise. Nothing fancy. We just want enough around the bass to judge whether it's working in the mix. Now create a MIDI track for the bass and load up Waveatable, or Operator if that's your preference. For this one, I'd start with Waveatable because it makes the movement easy to hear and control. Keep it mono-friendly from the start. No stereo widening on the low end yet. We're designing a bass that needs to hit hard in the center. Start with a simple oscillator setup. Use a saw or square-based wave on oscillator 1 for the main harmonic body. Add a second oscillator with a slightly detuned saw or a square, but keep it quiet. We're not stacking huge layers yet. This is about making a focused, playable core tone. If you're in Waveatable, keep unison low, maybe two voices max or even off at first. Set a low-pass filter and start the cutoff somewhere around 100 to 250 Hz. Add a little resonance, just enough to give it some bite. For the envelope, try a fast attack. Then depending on the vibe you want, either use a short decay for a plucky wobble or a longer sustain for more of a rolling, held note. If you're using operator instead, you can build it with a sign for the sub and a brighter layer on top for the mid character. The important thing is that the sub stays clean, because the distortion and movement are going to live mostly in the mid-range later. Now for the wobble. This should feel intentional, like it's part of the groove, not just random motion. In Waveatable, assign an LFO to the filter cutoff or Waveatable position. If you're using operator, put an auto filter after it and automate the cutoff. A good starting point is 1/8 note movement, which gives you that classic chuggy jungle pulse. If you want something more classic wobble style, try 1/4 note movement or even a triplet feel. A useful teacher tip here: don't make the wobble constant from start to finish. Jungle bass works best when it has phrasing. So instead of letting the filters swing the same way all the time, automate it across the bars. For example, let it stay lower and tighter in bar 1, open it up more in bar 2, then push harder again on the last beat of the phrase. That call and response feeling is what makes the bass sound like it belongs in a proper drop. Next, let's add distortion in stages. Don't just slam one heavy effect on it and hope for the best. Start with saturator. Push the drive somewhere around 3 to 8 dB, turn soft clip on, and trim the output so you're not just making it louder. The point is harmonic richness, not just gain. If you want a tougher, more modern edge, you can also try roar. Use it carefully and keep the low end under control. Let it bite in the mids. That's where the bass will speak on smaller speakers and cut through the break. If the top end starts getting too sharp, back off a little, especially if your drums already have bright hats or noisy percussion. And here's a big one. Distort the mid bass more than the sub. That's one of the core rules in jungle and DNB. The sub is the foundation. The mid is the personality. If you dirty up the sub too much, the kick and low end get blurry fast. So let's split the bass into two bands of responsibility. Duplicate the bass track, or build an audio effect rack with two chains. One chain is your sub. Keep that mono, low pass it around 80 to 120 Hz, and keep it pretty clean. The other chain is your mid bass. High pass it around 90 to 140 Hz, add the distortion, maybe a little auto filter movement, and if you want some width, do it only in the higher mids. Never spread the real low end. That split is what makes the patch actually usable in a DNB mix. The sub gives you the physical pressure, and the mid gives you the attitude. Now let's program the MIDI like a drum programmer, not just a bass player. This is a huge jungle mindset shift. Think of the bass notes as part of the rhythm section. They can act like kicks, pickups into the snare, or little fill triggers. Don't just follow root notes and call it done. Try placing the main bass note on the first snare backbeat. Add a short answer note before the next break slice. Then leave space where the break needs to breathe. For a four-bar phrase, you could think like this. Bar 1 is a controlled wobble, bar 2 opens up more, bar 3 gets a little busier or more distorted, and bar 4 drops into a lower note or a phrase ending. That space is really important. Jungle is all about interaction. If the bass is constantly active under every transient, the break loses its punch. Let the bass dance with the drums instead of sitting on top of them. You can also make the groove feel more alive by changing note lengths and velocities. Short notes often hit harder because the filter and distortion reset more obviously. Longer notes are better when you want a sustained wall of pressure. So use both. Let the rhythm breathe. Once the core movement feels good, add a few stock effects for texture and motion. Auto filter is great for extra sweeps. Echo can be nice if you keep it subtle and cut the low end out of the repeats. Redux can add a grimier digital edge, but use it lightly. We want attitude, not mush. Automation is where this really starts to come alive. In DNB, automation should feel like arrangement, not decoration. Open the filter a little on the last beat of a phrase. Increase distortion just before the drop or switch up. Pull the volume back for a moment so the break hits harder when it comes back in. That kind of movement makes the bass feel performed. It turns a loop into a proper section. Now comes one of the most important steps. Resample it. Record the bass with the drums playing, then take that audio and work with it like an instrument. This is such a jungle move. Once it's resampled, you can chop the best moments, reverse little bits, re-trigger the strongest hits, and build an edited phrase instead of just looping a synth part forever. After resampling, trim out the best one or two bar section. Add fades so you don't get clicks. Warp only if you need to. If the timing already feels solid, leave it alone. Then, if you want, slice it to a new MIDI track so you can rearrange the strongest moments into a new pattern. This is where your jungle voltage edit starts feeling like a real DNB drop component instead of just a sound design exercise. Now let's mix it properly. Check the bass in mono early and often. Use utility to make sure the low end stays solid when width disappears. Cut out unnecessary rumble below about 25 to 30 Hz. If the bass feels boxy, try reducing a little around 200 to 400 Hz. If the distortion is too sharp, tame the 2 to 5 kHz area carefully. Also, leave a little pocket for the kick. If the kick is punchy in one area, don't let the bass sit exactly on top of it all the time. Sometimes even a small EQ dip or a different note choice fixes the conflict. For your atmospheres, keep them out of the low end. High-pass pads and texture layers pretty aggressively, often above 150 to 250 Hz. Let them be wide. Let the bass stay centered. That contrast is what makes the drop feel big. A good arrangement move here is to start with a filtered intro, then bring in the full bass after a short tension build. Even just one bar of anticipation can make the drop feel much heavier. Finally, automate your edit points. Open the filter on the last beat of a phrase. Push the drive up a little in the transition bar. Throw in a tiny echo or reverb only on selected notes. Drop the bass out for half a bar before a fill, then bring it back with more force. That's the kind of phrasing that makes the whole section feel alive. If you want to level this up fast, make three versions of the same bass. First, a clean wobble version with minimal distortion. Second, a dirtier mid-forward version with stronger drive. Third, a resampled edit version with chops, a mute, and a fill. Compare them against a chopped break, a sub note, and a short atmosphere layer. The main thing to remember is this. In jungle and DNB, the bass should support the break, create tension, and still leave room for the mix to hit hard. Keep the sub clean. Let the mid carry the distortion. Use movement musically, and resample when the patch starts to feel good, because that's where the real editing power comes from. That's your jungle voltage edit. Clean at the core, nasty in the mids, and built to move with the drums.